Welcome, everybody. Brother Goodwin here, approaching the spotlight. We've got a very interesting show for you today. We're going to talk about UFOs. UFOs, yeah. There's some interesting things in the news. There's some things being released from the government. And there are some missing scientists. And we're going to tie all this together. Now, those of you that watch us all the time, you know my stand. You know Doc's stand on this UFO. I call it sci-fi stuff, nonsense. But I'm gonna prove some things to you in today's show, and Doc is here as well. And we're gonna discuss the history of some of this stuff and where it came from. I'm gonna read a verse for you, if I could, right before we put the music on. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Well, let me start in verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's real, friends. He's a real person. Then he goes on to say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Did you catch that? Satan and his angels, they're not flesh and blood. They have no flesh. They have no DNA. You ever heard that? They have no DNA. We wrestle not against flesh. By the way, I learned that from Doc. He's sitting right here. I learned that from him. He's the one that told me they angels don't have DNA. They're not physical. DNA is physical. Okay? These are important little tidbits, aren't they? And when you learn these things, it'll change your outlook on some things. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then he goes on to admonish us to have the whole armor of God, and he goes on and describes all that. We're going to discuss this thing about spiritual things, UFOs, what all this means, what's the truth of it all. And all right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show today. I'll bet you, Doc, I can just bet there's a lot of phones picking. Hey, they're going to talk about UFOs. Hey, turn your TV on. And some of them are going to be disappointed because they think we're going to be talking about little green men and fallen angels riding around.
Well, they've already eaten all the cheese off the moon, so it's too late.
Well, before we get into this, because once we get into this, we'll never come back. My brand new book is out. Here it is, Spiral Bound, by the way. She's putting a picture of it up there. It doesn't show the spiral like I have in my hand here. 68 pages. It's a summary of the entire Bible. And one page per book. There's 66 books in your Bible. One page per book of your Bible. I just opened it up to just randomly here. Proverbs. Here it is, Proverbs right here. The author is Solomon. The date covered, Proverbs is one of those that's timeless. It really doesn't cover a date. It's just a timeless thing. Let's see, the overview of the book, it's a book of wisdom. The key verse, Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Mm. And then I have some lessons that I give under each one. Number one, wisdom is the ability to apply truth to life. So these are some lessons. So secondly, wisdom is the most important thing to be sought. What it said in the verse, wisdom is the principal thing. The most important thing for you to get in your life is wisdom. Number three, wisdom comes from God. I use this illustration when I tell people about wisdom. And we'll come back to the other camera now, bring Doc in. Doc, wisdom, here's the best illustration I ever heard. Knowledge is knowing the game of football. Knowledge. Wisdom is knowing when to punt and when to go for it. That's a good difference. It explains the difference in knowledge and wisdom.
That's where your understanding comes in.
Yeah, and with all I get and get understanding, yes. You can have a lot of knowledge and know about life, but if you don't apply some wisdom and know when to When to run, when to walk, you know the old song, of the Kenny Rogers song, when to run, when to hold them.
Well, we're living in a world today that has a lot more knowledge than they have understanding or wisdom.
Yeah. Which brings us to our topic today of UFOs. And let me, there is an article out there. Let me read a little bit of this here, but first of all, I got some teasers that I meant to give at the beginning of the show. Oh. Some show teasers. Where did the UFO stuff all begin? Where did this all start? I'm going to share that. Number two, where did the term flying saucers originate come from? I have it in the book. I have it. It'll shock some people. Number three, what is going on or has been going on at Area 51? This is time for the music. And that's what everybody goes to. We've seen television. Our minds have been affected. Our brains have been affected by stuff we've watched.
The power of media.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you hear about Area 51, something spooky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's nothing spooky at Area 51. You say, Brother Gooden, you've been there? I've never been there. But I know what the Bible says.
That's it.
And I've got some wisdom. And so let me read a little bit here about the missing people. There are 9 people now. As of April the 8th, which was yesterday, I heard that there's a 9th person now.
That's what I saw.
I don't know how many of our viewers know what I'm talking about, but every week or so they'll come out and say, hey, there's I remember it was 3. There were 3 missing biologists
these are all people that have been involved in UFOlogy in some form.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the number keeps growing. Now, as of yesterday, the 8th of April, they said there's a 9th person now that has died. Now, so these 9 people have either died mysteriously, unexplained death.
Or they're just missing.
Or they're gone. There's a colonel or something, a big name in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's missing.
Yep.
And I remember hearing about that. This is starting to make people wonder, what's happening to all these people? Mm-hmm. So I just brought this up on my phone here. A string of deaths and disappearances involving U.S. scientists and researchers connected to sensitive programs in aerospace, nuclear research, space technology, and related fields has gained significant attention in early 2026. Media outlets, including the Daily Mail, News Nation, and others, describe it as a disturbing pattern. And I would agree with that.
Sure.
Well, regardless what you believe about UFOs, this is a disturbing
development. Does seem like a pattern.
Mm-hmm. With the count reaching 9 cases spanning roughly mid-2024 to early 2026. So this is a 2-year period, it looks like. Some reports frame it as occurring within about 9 months of intense activity, basically 2025 to 2026. So no official investigations have publicly confirmed foul play, a coordinated conspiracy, or links to specific programs like UFO research. However, the cases involve individuals with ties to institutions such as NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Los Alamos National Laboratory, Air Force Research Laboratory, and MIT Plasma Science and Fusion Center. And I'm sure there's more here, but I'll stop right there. So this is interesting. And recently, the president declared they were going to release all the UFO stuff. That was after somebody released something that Mr. Obama said.
That's probably like releasing the Epstein stuff.
Yeah. So don't hold your breath on how quickly this stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Because there are people in the chain down there that slow stuff down, regardless of what the president says.
Yeah.
And,
well, I saw an article the other day. Well, not an article, an interview the other day. Somebody that was involved in the aerospace industry telling the individual that was asking them, oh, yes. A lot of our advancements is alien materials and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, when he was pressed a little, he said, well, I couldn't give you any exact thing, but it's kind of like evolution. We've got the facts. What are the facts? Well, we assume this, and we suppose that, and it's supposed. Yeah.
That sounds like facts, huh?
Yeah, facts. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the first thing I asked, where did all this hoopla begin, this UFO stuff? Well, I've got it right here. It was a simple study.
You're going to talk about what's the most modern. I really think the UFO stuff started all back in the Garden of Eden. Somebody came by the name of the devil.
Yep.
And he deceived humanity.
Yep.
And here we are today, still dealing with it.
Yep. In recent years, the Nephilim teachers, I blame this all on the Nephilim crowd, some of this anyway. Yep. It seems to go hand in hand with the fallen angel stuff. In recent years, the teachers have expanded into the UFO hype. Some are out of zeal to gain followers through sensationalism, which is what Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones.
Oh, that's.
Can't I remember that lady's name?
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens.
You got to.
They have to have a new exciting thing.
Got to keep having them likes coming. All it's about is money.
If you don't have something exciting or something that no one else has, people aren't going to watch you.
Mm-hmm.
So some sensationalism. Others have truly fallen for this sci-fi,
absolutely
non-biblical rhetoric. Below is the definition of a UFO. Notice, and I have it in the book here. I'm reading out of the Great End Time Distraction book. There's a chapter in here called UFOs, True or False. I also wrote a little booklet just on this chapter, which includes more than this chapter. It has some other. She'll put those pictures up for you. These are all on the website. You can order the UFO booklet, or you can order this one here. And that chapter's in here, but there's more in the other booklet as well. And I have a little acrostic in here. I should have put a picture up for you, but it's UFO going from top to bottom. UFO, unidentified flying object. That's what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean it came from outer space and some aliens from Mars.
UFO
is simply unidentified. It could be a Russian plane. It could be a trash can blowing
the
in the wind,
here.
Right?
You missed it. You're taking away the sensationalism of it. No. I'll never forget the first time I saw a B-2 bomber. I was probably 20 miles yet before I got down to where the Air Force base was, and I saw this triangle up there. And honestly, I thought, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they really are, because that's physical. And then when I got close enough, that's the first time I saw a B-2 bomber, and it went right overhead to land. And I thought, wow, nothing but a flying triangle.
Yeah. So UFO history here. For the first well-known, by the way, I wrote down here, this isn't in the book, but I wrote this in the book, Isaiah 46:10, that verse I use all the time. He tells the end from the beginning.
Right.
You want to know about UFOs? Go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
And the pieces will fall into place, and you'll get it. If you got a sound mind and you got a biblical foundation, you can get this.
And if you're going to approach anything with a biblical understanding.
So going back to the beginning of this hype, where it started, 1947, mm-hmm. and there's movies about this, and of course they twist everything. It's a movie. It's fiction. The first well-known UFO sighting occurred in 1947 when businessman Kenneth Arnold claimed to see a group of 9 high-speed objects near Mount Rainier in Washington while flying his small plane. Arnold estimated, note the word estimated, he estimated the speed of the crescent-shaped objects, as several thousand miles per hour. Now, how do you judge something like that?
Yeah.
From a plane, you're in a plane. Now, I don't know what he saw. It could have been reflection of light. Would move extremely fast to your naked eye, because if you think it's physical, and it streaks across the sky, but it actually could be light reflecting off of something.
Could be a lot of things, yeah.
But to your eye, that thing just went hundreds of miles in a matter of seconds. Mm-hmm. So he said they moved like, now don't miss this, they moved like saucers skipping on water. Now this is how he described it.
Yeah.
In the newspaper report that followed the next morning, because this went, this
flying
was
saucers.
News. It was mistakenly stated in the news that the objects were saucer-shaped.
Yeah.
Hence the term flying saucer. I grew up with that term as a young kid in the 60s and 70s, flying saucers.
Yeah.
This is where that came from. He never said they were saucer-shaped. It got twisted right from the beginning, and now on television in the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Yeah, but it's...
flying saucers.
It's a whole lot... Oh, yeah, it's better than flying squares.
The Roswell UFO incident. The same year that Arnold saw the flying objects, a rancher named W.W. Mack Brazel came across a mysterious 200-yard-long wreckage. A path of wreckage... near an army airfield in Roswell, New Mexico. Everybody knows the term Roswell. Local newspapers reported it as the remains of a flying saucer. Where do they get flying saucer? From the other guy, a misprint in the newspaper. The U.S. military issued a statement saying it was just a weather balloon, though the newspaper photograph suggested otherwise. The flames of conspiracy were further fanned in the 50s when dummies with latex skin and aluminum bones that looked eerily like aliens fell from the sky across New Mexico and were hurriedly picked up in military vehicles. I'm laughing, Tucker. I can see this happening. Military vehicle hurrying to grab these bodies and hide them from the public.
We still do those things today. They still have these mannequins that they use for crashing, and all this.
Yeah, that's what these were.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. To those who believed in the earlier Roswell sightings, this seemed like a government cover-up. For the Air Force, these dummy drops were a way to... This is what the Air Force said. This was a way to test new ways for pilots to survive airplane crashes or falling out of an airplane.
Yeah.
50 years later, the military issued a subsequent statement admitting that the Roswell wreckage was part of Project Mogul, a top-secret atomic espionage project. So 50 years later, they thought it was okay to tell us that.
Yeah.
So one thing that I want to point out in this story in the 50s here about the aluminum bones in the skin, they reported that it looked eerily like aliens.
How do you know what's
how
alien?
Do you know what an alien looks like?
Yeah.
You see, Hollywood comes into play.
Oh,
we've
yes.
seen aliens on television. So here in the 50s, these look like aliens. Yeah, right. Aliens from television. There are no such thing. And then, all right, so here's something from Area 51. In the 50s and 60s, multiple UFO sightings were reported around Area 51 in Nevada. Again, there's the Nevada area. A site used variously by the CIA, the Air Force, Lockheed Martin, and others to test flights of experimental aircraft or quote-unquote black aircraft. Declassified documents show Area 51 was home to a Cold War program called Oxcart, dedicated to creating a spy plane that would be undetectable. And that's going to become, eventually, later on, the flying wing that we all know about. Mm-hmm. The reason we know about the flying wing, it's an antique now. They got something else.
Always something.
Yeah. Yep. And they give us some examples. You may have heard some of these. The resulting SR-71 Blackbird.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The F-117 Nighthawk. The Archangel 12, A-12, traveled at speeds upward of 2,000 miles an hour.
But now they're trying to tell us all of that. It was early generation of alien information.
And that's how we learned how to do it.
That's how we learned how to do it. And none of that's true.
No. And so...
None of it. Nope.
My explanation here. Number one, notice the term flying saucer was just a mistake, and it got and everybody bought it. And everybody started using that. They was never talking about these round saucer shaped UFOs. Nobody ever saw that stuff.
Yeah.
It's only in our heads now. Number two, the wreckage. Notice the wreckage was located near a military base. In fact, an Air Force base in Roswell, New Mexico. Isn't that reason to believe it was a form of military related project or test? Obviously. Number three, looked like aliens. They claimed in the 50s, what did an alien look like in the 50s since nobody had ever seen one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm being funny in the book here. Oh, wait. Hollywood had already done sci-fi movies about Martians from outer space. That must be what they meant here. And Hollywood, no doubt, coined the term flying saucers as well. Number four, most UFO sightings are nothing more than things blowing in the wind, reflections of light, optical illusions, etc., etc., etc. Number five, it is worth considering that some of the more serious UFO sightings are secret military aircraft.
Probably.
Either ours, yeah. Israel's, or somebody's. I know the military and the government agencies have denied having anything in the sky when these things happen. And we believe our government, right? They always tell us the truth.
Oh, sure.
And by the way, the guy on the phone, when the reporter calls the Air Force Base, hey, we seen something in the sky. You guys got anything up there? Joe, we got anything up there? No, we ain't got. They don't know. The guy on the phone doesn't know. I mean,
well, they're not going to tell you if they did.
Yeah. I wrote here, do not get caught up in the UFO hype.
But
coming
all,
from
all of this hype and all of this misinformation about it plays into the advantage of the government in their secret work in these manners. So it plays into the more they can keep everybody in a conspiratorial thought process along these lines, the more that they can do whatever they're wanting
now,
to do in research.
Now, let's look. These nine people, some of them maybe are legit. There's a good chance there is something going on. Yeah. Nine people missing or dead, mysteriously dead.
And all in a related.
What could it mean? There's a few things it could mean. It could be another government hijacking them, kidnapping them to get information.
Yeah.
That doesn't just happen on TV. That happens in real life.
It wouldn't happen in American government.
Definitely in America. It could be that. It could be coincidence that these nine people, that are all in this field.
And it could be, Dan, that we are approaching the end of the Laodicean era. And one of the greatest things that I believe the devil is going to use is preparing the minds of the entire world for an explanation of the rapture.
That's right. And I have believed that for years, that it'll be blamed on UFOs or aliens taking people off the world.
Look at all of these ministries that are caught up into it, and they are actually preparing people's minds for an acceptance of a UFO invasion, an alien occupation, whatever.
Now, there's another scenario here that I don't like to mention, but I think it has to be said. Is it possible that our own government has been taking these guys out because they have turned, and we're gonna reveal something to the world?
It wouldn't be. I'm here to tell you, they're not going to reveal that they've talked with aliens and all of this stuff. Because it hadn't happened. You just read a while ago the bottom line of what it's all about. You read four different levels in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. You're really reading there about four different levels in administrative structure of a Luciferian order of demonic forces. I'm here to tell you, anything that people are seeing or are involved in, this is demonically motivated. Bottom line. That's why the verse before and the verse after is all about the believer having the right armor on.
Yeah.
If you have the right armor on and you're walking in the light of biblical truth, you are not going to get caught up in this movement that is actually demonic in its nature.
Yeah.
And why it started in what year? About
1947.
What? Oh.
Right after World War I.
Well, let me see. What happened in 1948?
And Israel's
prophetic.
Getting in the
My goodness. And the prophetic time clock all of a sudden clicked over and began really moving toward the end of the Laodicean era. And so what better way? We got to start laying the groundwork so that by that time, everybody will be ready to accept what happened to these millions of people that all of a sudden are gone.
Yep.
And yet we've got a lot of people good people caught up in it because they just won't allow the Bible to be what the Bible has to say about
what these
things.
What if these nine people, now maybe another government kidnapped them, wanted to get information, or maybe these nine people were on the fence getting ready to say, hey, here's what really happens in Roswell. Here's what's really happening in Area 51. It's not aliens at all. Yeah. Our government is working on these special things. And
we have all kinds of documents of governments doing that very thing. So I wouldn't put it past that.
But the government seems to be leaning towards the UFOs hype.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? If I'm involved in research so that in my space force that we're developing, in all the technological things, if I'm doing secret research that's going to give my government control and be able to have victory over other governments, what better way for me to hide all that than to help everybody with their conspiratorial ideas of this? What would be a better cover for it?
Yeah.
There isn't.
Yeah. Angels are not flying in. Angels are not flying around in flying saucers. Explanation point.
Well, I always ask
pure
them,
sci-fi.
Is it a steering wheel or a joystick?
Yeah. It is pure sci-fi. It is fake news. There
Absolutely.
Is no biblical basis for what is being
None.
Proposed by the other side here. Much of the UFO phenomenon is military craft.
Yeah.
Some of it is optical illusions. And
that's why I say it is to the government's benefit to feed more fuel to the fire of conspiracy over this to cover what they are probably no doubt doing.
Yeah. Now, we've probably made somebody mad on the program today. There are a lot of UFO enthusiasts out there. I talk to them. They call me on the phone.
Yeah.
And I listen to them, and then I give my opinion, and they take it or leave it. The Bible's pretty clear.
Well, the
bottom
line
is against flesh and blood.
God made Earth and all of our universe. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 1. And I'm here to tell you, He made one race of people to be in His image, so that He could have fellowship with them. That's why salvation is so important. The only way that those made in God's image can have a relationship with their Creator is to be born again. And the devil is going to do everything he can to keep people from having that understanding.
Yeah. I hope you have that understanding, friend. I hope you know Jesus as your Savior. Hope you've been born again. Hope your sins are washed away.
Amen.
If you need any help with that, let us know. Remember, we're viewer supported here. If you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. And okay, until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.